It was a hobbit hole, and that means comfort. Written by New Type Shadow, read by Raven. Summary: when Tony needs a distraction from the discomfort of being in heat, Bucky offers to read to him. The living room windows are tinted dark, the lights are dim, and Tony is curled up on the couch, head in Bucky's lap and face pressed to his stomach. Heat scent shot through with misery that's only mitigated by the comforting smell of his beta. Not his, Tony reminds himself, against his nose, and Bucky's hand stroking his hair. I hate this, Tony grumbles. I know, Bucky says, voice as gentle as his fingers. Sex would ease the restless itch under Tony's skin, allow him the knot his body aches for, and when that was done, the presence of mind to think highly complex thoughts beyond the parade of 3D chess strategies playing out in his head that all end with Bucky fucking him. Steve, Tony's alpha, wouldn't care. Well, he would, but only because guarding Tony is currently Bucky's job, so they agreed not to ask Bucky to join their relationship until after said job was done, and Bucky could cut them out of his life. Tony whimpers unconsciously if his answer is no. Also, Steve would want to participate. Do you need a distraction? Bucky asks quietly. Begrudgingly, Tony nods. He can't afford to think about getting fucked right now. It's not helping anything, and he doesn't want the scent of his ramping arousal and slick to make Bucky uncomfortable. How about I read to you? Bucky suggests. His sexy voice is itself a problem, but it's also soothing the way he's talking right now, and something with a plot Tony can sink into would at least give his mind a different dynamic topic to latch onto. What'll you read? Tony asks. Up to you, Bucky says. I'd prefer to at least understand it, though Dr. Banner's papers on anti-electron collisions are only comprehensible to you. Tony snickers. They're not that bad, he lies. There are probably 12 people on the planet with both the knowledge base and intelligence to follow along with Banner's experiments and logic. Bucky knows that because Tony told him so the other day when Bucky asked him what he was reading. The snort, Bucky answers Tony's statement with, says plenty. Might I suggest The Hobbit, Jarvis says from what sounds like Bucky's tablet, which was balanced on the armrest when Tony last opened his eyes. Dr. Stark's previous heat ended on a page 137, where Roger's home, that is where he would resume. Oh, Bucky pauses, clears his throat. That work for you, Tony? Sounds good. Perfect, actually. Steve won't mind. He and Tony have read The Hobbit enough like this. That Steve won't need to be caught up on the story if he reads next. You need a recap? Yeah, it's been a while since I read this. Bucky's body twitches for a few moments, presumably as he fiddles with his tablet, and then he says, Oh, thanks, Jarvis. After a minute or two, he announces, I'm good to go now. You ready, Tony? Tony tugs the blanket over his legs to his shoulders, then nuzzles Bucky's stomach until his nose is touching bare skin. Bucky sucks in sharply, then melts with a sigh and resumes stroking Tony's hair. I'm good, Tony mumbles against him. Entertain me, peasant. Bucky huffs a laugh. Whatever you say, Your Majesty. And you have to do the voices. Steve always does the voices. Bucky laughs again. Okay, doll, I'll see what I can do. The end. Thanks for listening.